This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. You know my contention. You know I believe that the election was stolen. You know I believe they're going to prove it in Arizona. And then you'll see it in Georgia, and then you'll see it in Pennsylvania, providing that local attorney generals of each one of those states don't try and stop it, provided that the DOJ doesn't try and stop it. Why would you want to stop a forensic audit? Because you know you stole the election. That's the only reason on earth that you don't like it, you don't want it, you're trying to stop it, you're desperate to stop it, is because you know you stole the election. And you know it's going to show that. Or even you know it might show that. And you're scared to death of what's going to come after that. Because the American people are not going to be, contained. They're not going to accept the answer, yeah, well, it doesn't matter because Biden was sworn in and his electoral votes were certified. I'm sorry, it's not going to work like that. And you know it's not going to work like that. That's why you've militarized the troops. That's why you've brought the National Guard to Washington and you were so obsessed with surrounding the Capitol building. You know exactly what's probably going to happen once it's proven the election was stolen. 80 million people are going to lose their minds. Not going to allow this to stand, even though there's no provision in the Constitution to undo it. Nobody's going to accept this. And the Democrat Party's going to be destroyed. The party that stole the presidential election. So you know why they're scared. There's good reason to be scared. Everybody involved in this conspiracy, just like I opened hour number one talking about Seth Rich and the Seth Rich conspiracy. He wasn't murdered. He was assassinated. It was a hit. I said this at the time, and now they just dumped all the files on Seth Rich. The FBI dumped all the documents, and the emails suggest it was an assassination. And they mentioned the names of Hillary Clinton and Robert Mueller. Interesting. Let me read you my commentary that's coming out this weekend on Sunday. Newspapers across the country syndicated by Creator Syndicate. Conservative national radio host Wayne Allyn Root announces support for black reparations. Yes, it's true. I'm that Wayne Allyn Root. I'm the nationally syndicated conservative radio talk show host and the former conservative television host on Newsmax TV. And best-selling conservative author of 14 books, including Trump Rules and The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide and Angry White Male and The Murder of the Middle Class. I'm the last guy you'd ever imagine to come out in support of reparations for black Americans. But it's true. I'm going to be the first high-profile conservative to support reparations. Black Americans deserve reparations. Let's be honest. Look at their cities in ruins. Black inner cities in America look like Hiroshima and Nagasaki after the atomic bomb hit. Have you been to any of them lately? Of course not. What sane person would take a chance of driving through Brownsville, Brooklyn, or Crown Heights, or Bedford-Stuyvesant, or Harlem, or the infamous South Bronx? Or how about Chicago's black South Side? How about virtually all black inner cities in Detroit, Baltimore, East St. Louis, Newark, Oakland, Liberty City in Miami, Cleveland, New Orleans, Memphis, Atlanta? The list goes on and on. These places are synonymous with murder, violent gangs, and violent crime. Black cities and neighborhoods are a war zone, a black-on-black genocide, an American tragedy, not to mention drug needles, poop, pee, condoms, and garbage that litters their mean and hopeless streets. See, I believe black lives do matter, so yes, they deserve reparations. To do with the decline of black America. The vast majority of white Americans have never done a bad thing to a black person in our lives. We don't run their cities. We don't go near their cities. We literally have nothing to do with black America. So how do we hurt black America? And none of us were alive for slavery or the Civil War or Jim Crow. My grandparents came to America in the 1920s. They lived in New York. They experienced their own prejudice and discrimination. They were Jewish. My relatives had nothing to do with slavery, racism, or civil rights violations. So yes, blacks are owed reparations, but who's to blame? It's sure not white America, and it's sure not Republicans. There's only one common denominator, Democrats. The Democrat Party and Democrat politicians are to blame. It's the Democrat Party and Democrat politicians who should pay the trillions of dollars in reparations. It's the policies of the Democrat Party that have led to poverty and misery and violent crime through the roof and theft of retail stores at a level never before imagined and homelessness and hopelessness and rampant drug dealing and addiction and no fathers in black homes and burned out buildings and abandoned stores and lack of supermarkets and streets filled with poop and pee and garbage and condoms and drug needles. A Republican on the streets of black inner city neighborhoods is just a rumor. Outside of white cops, no whites go anywhere near those neighborhoods, let alone run them. They're run 100% by Democrats. So who do you think's to blame? Next time you ask for reparations for black America, start with the DNC. Then knock on the doors of Obama and Biden and Kamala and Hillary and Pelosi and Schumer. For good measure, you might also stop by the offices of Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and BLM, Black Lives Matter. What have they ever done for black people? Nothing. They scream and they protest and they threaten and they intimidate and they even inspire hatred and rioting and looting and burning and murder. But when the dollars flow in from guilty white America and corporations and the federal government, activist leaders like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and the founders of BLM get filthy rich. But the black people living in these terrible conditions get little or nothing. Nothing ever changes with Democrats in charge. And then there's the teachers' unions. They get hundreds of billions of federal and state and local dollars. Black kids get nothing. Nada. Zero. Zip. Nothing ever changes with failing black schools, no matter how much money you give to the teachers' union. So, yes, I vote for reparations. Let the Democrat Party and Democrat politicians pay, along with the teachers' unions and the BLM. That's the correct groups to blame. They're in control. They put you in these terrible circumstances. They should pay the damages. Democrats owe black America. Democrats should be paying the reparations. My new column coming out, syndicated nationally by Creator Syndicate on Sunday. Conservative national radio host Wayne Allyn announces support for black reparations. That should go over well with liberals. here's a poll that just came out that you need to know about. 58% of American voters see the mainstream media as the enemy of the people, just like Donald Trump said. 58%. Do you know how rare it is to get 58% to agree on anything? 58%, a huge majority, believe that the mainstream media is the enemy of the people. And 83% say fake news is a problem. A new national telephone and online survey by, of course, Rasmussen Reports is the one that found 58% of likely U.S. voters at least somewhat agree that the media are the true enemy of the people, including 34% who strongly agree. But there was some serious agreement on fake news, another Trump phrase, being a serious problem. A supermajority of Republicans, 92%, said it's a problem, as did 74% of Democrats, and overall 83% said fake news is a big problem. Notably, said Rasmussen, independents agree with the Republicans. 61% believe the media are the enemy of the people. What do we talk about in the show all the time, by the way, other than how bad Democrats are, how evil Democrats are? What a great job Trump did running the country. We talk a lot about inflation, and I'm a big fan of gold and silver. You know, I've got gold and silver advertisers, and I've always believed that gold and silver is the insurance policy against the terrible things happening, including a massive wave of inflation, and Democrats and the Fed are in denial, and a lot of liberals and the media are in denial, and they all say that there is no inflation, or if there is inflation, it's transitory, it's only going to be here for a short period of time. It's really crazy that they don't see what's going on. but the chief of the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, who's pretty liberal. They're a very liberal group. You know, they're just government bureaucrats. And the IMF chief warns of sustained rise in U.S. inflation. Jerome Powell, the Fed chief, continues to insist inflation is transitory, but the International Monetary Fund managing director, Kristalina Georgieva, warned of a sustained inflation rise in the United States. No surprise to me, no surprise to the biggest names on Wall Street, the hedge fund guys who run, you know, $800 million and $1 billion and $10 billion funds. All of them are saying that inflation is massive and running away. You know, we're running away with runaway inflation. It's a runaway train. But you can't get the Fed to admit it. You can't get Biden to admit it. You can't get Democrats to admit it. And here's the thing. We have bad economies and we have good economies. Sometimes the economy's good. Sometimes the economy's bad. Sometimes it's neutral. But there's never a worse thing than inflation. Inflation will destroy your pocketbook and your lifelong savings and your standard of living. And the inflation is running through the roof. And now the head of the IMF, International Monetary Fund, agrees with Wayne Root. And don't forget the debt. You know, if inflation's high combined with massive debt, you've really got a bad combination. And that's what's going on in the United States of America right now. Lots of debt. Debt through the roof, and inflation that is threatening to be among the highest we've seen in a generation. And you know it. You don't need to wait for the government to tell you, because if you buy anything at the grocery store, you know about inflation. If you go out to eat, you know about the inflation. If you go to the gas pumps, you know about the inflation. If you pay your gas and electric bill, you know about the inflation. If you pay your car insurance bill, you know about the inflation. If you have rented a car recently on a vacation, you know about the inflation. I just got back from beautiful Park City, Utah, and the car rental was about $1,000 for a midget car. And I'm going again in a month, and for a nice size car, they want $1,800. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Loomis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Make no mistake, inflation is here.
Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date,
and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked.
Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I want to let you know about an event coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow is Saturday, July 10th, 12 noon at Ahern. It is not too late to register and join. I hope you do it. Just go to energizedhealth.com right now. It's a live event, and it's free. And all you have to do is go to energizedhealth.com, click on live events, and it's free. Show up at noon tomorrow. They asked my advice. I said, don't make it 10 in the morning. Make it noon. Don't make it 9 in the morning. Don't make it 11 in the morning. Make it noon. People want to sleep on Saturday. People want to enjoy their weekends. People want to have a nice late breakfast. And so make it noon. And they did. And so it's noon tomorrow, Saturday. Wayne Root, yours truly, will be there. And I will be right in the center of everything. I'll be on the stage with John and Chelsea Jubilee talking about the amazing results of this Energized Health program that literally has changed my life. I'll be talking about the fact that I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And you don't have to take my word for it. You can go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And then instead of calling up and signing up with them, where you get 40% off by mentioning the name War, Wayne Allen Root, all you have to do is go to energizedhealth.com and click on live events and register, and it's free. And you show up at Ahern Hotel and Convention Center tomorrow for the event. Ahern Hotel is basically the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Sahara. It's on Sahara, but it's right near Las Vegas Boulevard. It's just in a couple of blocks, and it's where we had two of my big events this year for Trump, where we had thousands of people show up at both of them, and you could park in that same parking lot building, parking garage of Ahern Hotel, and then come on in. It's noon tomorrow. EnergizedHealth.com. Click on live events and join Wayne and John. How about an event that will change your life and make you thinner and make you have less fat and make you happier and make you healthier and, you know, all kinds of things it promises to do? Well, I've already done it, and it did it. It didn't promise for me. It did it. It delivered. All right. I was mentioning, the massive crime going on in black neighborhoods all over America. Uncle of an infant shot in Chicago speaks out on the city's massive crime spike. He says it feels like no one cares. The mayor can't do it. The government can't do it. So who else is Charles McKenzie? Chicago community activist Charles McKenzie told the media yesterday that it's up to the community to decrease crime with no solid plan from President Biden or Mayor Lightfoot. The uncle of an infant who was shot in the head in Chicago said it feels like no one cares as President Biden and Chicago Mayor Lightfoot attempt to tackle a massive increase in murders and shootings up over 2019. He said he would like to see the president and the city's mayor take action and create policies to curb the crime spike, but his community cannot wait. This guy is black, by the way, and is it his niece that got shot? Let's see. Speaks out of his uncle. Yeah, it's his niece that got shot in the head, and she's African-American as well. And he's attempted to confront the issue head-on, leading a nonprofit called Inglewood First Responders and gathering individuals in the community to work long shifts in an effort to get guns off the street. And despite his efforts, he said it's difficult to manage the situation with his limited resources. It's a hard feeling, he said. He went on to add that the community currently has a great relationship with members of the local police. If we work together, we can get a lot of things done. When asked what he believes are the root causes of violence, he attributed it to poor economic standing, a lack of jobs, a lack of public resources, such as basketball courts to keep the youth occupied. Young adults and teenagers are often driven to crime because there simply is nothing else to do. A mind's a terrible thing to waste, so when you have nothing to do, you find anything to do, he said. Last Thursday, 9 people were shot, including McKenzie's one-month-old niece, Terriana Smith. Terriana was shot in the head and rushed to the hospital where she's currently fighting for her life. To McKenzie's knowledge, nobody's taken into custody in relation to the shooting. So I have to bring up this raw honesty again. No one could be any less racist than Wayne Allyn, because I tell the truth to try and help the black community, but nothing like this ever happens in a white community. You're in a white community. Have you ever heard of a 1-month-old baby being shot? Never heard of that in my life. It's happening in black communities. Who's in charge of black communities? The Democrat Party. Who's to blame? It's not white people and it's not Republicans, it's Democrats. If you want reparations, look to the people who have been in charge while your lives have been ruined, while your life has been turned to misery and poverty. It is Democrats. White, black, Hispanic, Democrats have ruined your neighborhoods and your cities and your blue states. Filled with crime, filled with homelessness, filled with hopelessness, filled with misery, filled with welfare. What has the Democrat Party ever done for black communities, black towns, black neighborhoods? Nothing. It isn't the Republicans' fault. We're not there. We got nothing to do with it. We're not walking your streets. The only people in charge are Democrats. I'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. According to AAA, the average price of a gallon of gas is expected to increase between 10 and 20 cents a gallon nationwide by August. A AAA spokesman saying gas demand and more expensive crude oil prices are pushing gas prices higher. The group adding crude oil prices are likely to surpass $76 as soon as the end of Tuesday for the first time since November 2014, which will likely lead to further gas price increases over the weeks ahead. More bodies are being recovered at the site of the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade mayor saying that the death toll is now at 79 after 15 more victims were found. The mayor adding 61 people are still unaccounted for. The mayor adding more than 13 million pounds of concrete and debris have been removed. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We'll be right back.
Allen Roots, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, a couple events are coming up we want to talk to you about. One of them is a sponsor of this segment, Freedom Fest 2021. My great friends Mark and Joanne Skousen. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you should join Freedom Fest this year. If you haven't been, then you really should join Freedom Fest and go attend, because it's held this year for the first time ever, not in Las Vegas, but in Mount Rushmore, South Dakota. It's actually Rapid City, South Dakota, at the Rushmore Civic Center, but it's just a few minutes away from Mount Rushmore. And it's been called the greatest libertarian show on earth. Thousands of liberty lovers are headed there. They've got a record crowd attending. First ever event away from Las Vegas. And people used to fly in all over the country because they love Vegas, but now they're flying all over the country into Rapid City, South Dakota, because they want to check out Mount Rushmore. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, filmmakers, in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year include South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem and Dr. Drew and Larry Elder and U.S. Senator Mike Lee and U.S. Senator Cynthia Loomis and J.P. Sears and John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods, and Steve Moore and John Fund and Grover Norquist and Tom Woods. They've got the pandemic mock trial. It's pretty cool. I've been in all their trials, and I'm usually I've been the winner of every single debate I've had, just like a trial. There are major debates at Freedom Fest, and I always have the key prime high-profile one at Liberty Freedom Fest for the, I think it was the fourth year in a row. And winner, 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 winner. Wayne Root won the debate each time based on the response of the audience and the clapping of the audience. It was a landslide for me all four times. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. Freedomfest.com. Promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com. All right, so I love to talk about two things. Number one, the hypocrisy and the criminalness of Democrat politicians and corporate leaders. And number two, the whole obsession they have with illegal aliens. It's so disgusting and despicable and disgraceful. A lot of disses. The way they, you know, treat the average American terribly. As I said earlier, they're hiring 90,000 new IRS agents, or just under 90,000 IRS agents, is the proposal in their new bill that was misnamed, like, you know, the American Family Bill, I think it was called. And what do you think they want to do with them? They're not going after illegal aliens. They're going after good people like you and me. It's an attack on conservatives and Christians and patriots. But illegals are wonderful. So here's a story you'll just love. President Biden is pushing a new immigration policy directive that will hamper the ability of ICE and the American Border Patrol to detain and deport undocumented migrants. He's ordering new restrictions barring the arrest or detention of any undocumented migrants who are pregnant or gave birth during the past year. So first they said no child will be turned away. And so millions and millions of kids all over the world are making plans to come, or are already here or already at the border. They basically said no one will ever be turned away if you're under the age of 16. And I believe the math is there are about a little over 1 billion people in America, children in the world who are under the age of 16 that they're all going to want to come here. Who doesn't want to live in America? Especially if you're handing out free everything, free goodies, free everything. So that was a disaster. And then of course, you've heard them say that they're going to give everybody free health care. And so that made everybody come, including all the sick people in the world. So first you get all the kids in the world and the unaccompanied minors. Then you get all the sick people in the world, because if there's free health care, why would I stay in my country? I want to come to the country that's going to pay all my health care bills for free. And now he's saying, if you're pregnant or gave birth in the last year, we will not deport you. We will not detain you. You're totally safe. You got to get out of jail card free just for being pregnant. Now, you know, I'm a witness. Sex is really fun. I think every illegal in the world is now going to say, let's have sex and create a baby. The United States government's going to pay for it forever, from cradle to grave. And the school is free. And the food at school is free. And the health care for the baby is free, or the child is free as it grows up. and you're going to get welfare and housing allowances and aid to aid to dependent children. And now, if you're pregnant or gave birth within the last year, nobody can touch you. Let's just bring all the pregnant women we can into the country. This is all really sick stuff. You got to understand that. How are ICE agents supposed to know whether a woman or, by the way, the Biden administration, everything they do is gender neutral and transgenders are protected. And so whether it's a man or a woman, how do they know if they're pregnant? They seem to believe trans men can give birth. How will they know if a woman has recently given birth? Doesn't say. It's really scary. Apparently, the number of pregnant, undocumented migrants held in American detention rose sharply under President Trump after the White House reversed a policy from the Obama administration that helped to limit the detention of pregnant women. See, I never even knew that. I never even knew that Obama limited the detention of pregnant women. I should have known. Everything Biden does is a retread and a repeat and a copy and a theft of what Obama did, because I believe Biden's not the president. Obama's the president. So the Obama policy was memorably put in place to prevent ICE from discriminating against pregnant, undocumented women looking to give birth in the U.S. The practice, once known as having an anchor baby, until progressives said this is racist, is relatively common. Of course it is. Did you ever see the videos at the border of the people coming in the country? Have you ever seen the videos? I have. And it's truly amazing. Almost every woman that comes in the country is pregnant with a big fat belly. And almost every guy is young military age male with tattoos up and down their body, including on their face. You might assume that they're probably gangbangers and probably members of MS-13. And they're criminals that were let out of the prisons all over the world. So it's a combination of young criminals and military age males and pregnant women that are coming into our country. That's just coming. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just great? I can't wait for what a great country America's going to be 10 years and 20 years and 30 years from now. I just can't wait. This is going to be an executive order, so it's going to be the law. Now, the good news is the Supreme Court can undo it, overturn it. And the good news is the next administration can overturn it. But here's the problem. First of all, if the election was rigged and stolen, how do you know the next one won't be? That's number one. Number two is not only is it scary that the election might be overturned, the election might be rigged, but how do you know that all these new people coming in aren't all going to vote? So even if the election isn't quote-unquote rigged and stolen, they're just making sure all these people are future Democrat voters. So even if the election isn't rigged and stolen, you still can never overcome all these new people. They're bringing them all in because they're future voters. All the pregnant women will vote Democrat. Because voting Democrat means they keep your kid in the country. Your anchor baby stays and gets big checks. And I know all this to be so true because, remember, I'm on the list. Somehow they put me on the list. Maybe as a prank. I don't know. Maybe they were serious. I don't know. Somehow they got my name and they garbled it and they thought my name is Gonzalez. That's what they always refer to me as. My last name is Gonzalez. I'm on the text list of some, I'm sure, no doubt, George Soros-funded organization that helps illegal aliens get into the country and vote. And they're constantly sending me texts, group texts, that go out to thousands and thousands of people, and my name is on their list. I don't know how it got there, but they think my name is something like Lucy Gonzalez. And they constantly send me texts in Spanish. So right off the bat, you know they're dealing with illegal aliens. They're dealing with people that they believe don't speak English. What would you call that person? Just an illegal alien. An undocumented person, an illegal alien, whatever you want to call them. They've broken into America and they don't even speak English. So that's the first tip-off. And the second one is they said in the emails, President Trump hates Spanish people. President Trump hates illegals. President Trump will murder you if you don't vote for the Democrats. He'll murder you. I've got it all. I saved it all. It's on my phone. And second of all, they say vote early and vote often. Vote as many kind times as you can. And don't worry about being illegal. Nobody checks. There's no voter ID. Nothing's required to vote. You don't have to speak English to vote. They say all of this in the text, and they tell you to vote, or Trump will either murder you and your relatives and your children, or He will support you and your relatives and your children. Well, President Trump can't support Wayne Root because Wayne Root is legally born in the United States. So if you're talking to people who can be deported, then you must be speaking to illegal aliens. That's the entire group they're aiming at, and they're telling them to vote early and vote often. Not only are illegals voting, they're voting multiple times. And they're voting in Spanish. And they're voting straight Democrat. And this is why they want to let them all in. This is it. That's why they want to let them all in. So either you're going to rig and steal the election, or if you can't rig and steal it again, because the six states that matter, five of them are about, hopefully about to change their voter laws, so that won't allow you to steal elections anymore, then you just keep filling the country with open borders with as many of these people as you can, and they'll always vote Democrat because Democrats will keep them in the country, they won't deport them, they won't detain them, and they won't send them back, and they'll allow them to vote. And they'll give them all the welfare and food stamps and aid to dependent children and free school and free health care that they want as long as they keep voting Democrat and keep electing Democrats. So obviously it's in their interest to let illegals in, as many as they can, millions and millions, tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions eventually. And obviously it's in the interest of the illegal aliens to vote Democrat to keep the checks coming, the welfare checks of all kinds. It's a vicious, vicious cycle. All perpetrated by the Democrat Party, which is no longer Democrat, but rather communist. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be right back. The Root's on fire.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. Energizehealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Freedom, Freedom Test. I just did that in the last segment. It's Liberty Health Share. We have a lot of sponsors, don't we? That's a sign of the health of this program and the success of this host. We have lots of people fighting for the slots to be the sponsors of this show, so that's a really good thing. And it's because of all of you, by the way. I really appreciate all of you. Without all of you listening and without great ratings, without great numbers, and without great responses from you, you know, for my sponsors, there's no way that they'd want to be on the show. There's no way they want to stay on the show, et cetera, et cetera. So Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of the segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor, any doctors, any hospital that you want. And the two most important things you need to know, number one, credibility. Liberty's paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. $1.2 billion. Can you imagine a small Christian business paying out $1.2 billion? And second, my personal experience, I'm a member, my children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. And here's the question. Could you use an extra $120,000? Can't everybody? Everybody could use an extra $120,000. Wouldn't you like to look at your bank account and see an extra $120,000, and that's the bare minimum I save. That's just if my premiums with Aetna stayed the same as 6 years ago. You and I both know they didn't. As a matter of fact, they probably doubled. They probably quadrupled. So it's possible I saved $200,000. So there'd be a $200,000 hole in my bank account in my budget if I hadn't switched to Liberty HealthShare. To find out more about your health sharing option, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, 855-58-LIBERTY. So, as much as I hate communists and Marxists and socialist scum, I hate hypocrites. And all these politicians are the same. You know, well, oh, you're all Republican, you're racist, you're white racist. White history is poison. You've ruined the world. But then they live in all-white neighborhoods. Even the black ones who say that live in all-white neighborhoods, right? Even the founders of Black Lives Matter choose to live in all-white rich neighborhoods. Isn't that funny? They don't want the crime either. Interesting. But here's the ultimate hypocrite. Jeff Bezos of Amazon called for tax hikes Well, his company, Amazon, lobbied to keep its tax bill low. The lobbying effort shows the complications that come with the push to raise corporate revenues. As Amazon publicly embraced President Joe Biden's plan to raise corporate tax rates across the board, it has lobbied Congress to preserve a prize tax break that helps Amazon lower its corporate tax bill. Isn't that funny? I'm all for taxes. I love taxes. I love to pay my fair share. Every time I meet a person who says that, every time, it's a lying scumbag with the best tax lawyers and the best CPAs who avoids paying taxes. Avoids paying taxes. Well, they're telling you to pay taxes. They don't pay their taxes. They're full of crap. I've seen it my whole life. Everybody who says, I'm proud to pay my taxes, doesn't pay taxes. They're liars. We're going to be taking a break soon, and when we get back, there's so many more things to tell you. First of all, here's a look at some of the things I'll be talking about in the third hour. You better hide your grandparents, because Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, vows to handle gun violence just like he did COVID-19, so I guess he'll be killing your grandparents. Second of all, I didn't even get to this story, which I think is a huge story this week, because it just got buried among all the other huge stories. But I watched a video of looters ransack Neiman Marcus in broad daylight in San Francisco. And it's just an example of what's happening. The crime epidemic in this country is overwhelming. It's overwhelming here in Las Vegas as well. I know I said earlier this year that I don't trust any of the stats coming from the police departments. Most of them lie. They make up stats. They move them around. They twist the facts to make it seem like crime is down, or certainly in their precinct it's down. When it's not down, it's up everywhere. And all I could tell you is personal experience. There are so many break-ins and so many car burglaries and so many home burglaries in Las Vegas right now that it's unbelievable. And I'm talking in rich neighborhoods. It's unbelievable. And Democrats want to go door-to-door to convince you to take the COVID vaccine. You know, on one hand, Democrats created the situation where house and house and house after house is being robbed. While they're being robbed, they're going to show up at your door and tell you, I want to give you the vaccine. And I'm telling you right now, they're using this as an excuse for gun control. First of all, they're going to make a registry as they go door to door of every person who took the vaccine and the people who didn't. The people who didn't, they're going to come back and force you to take the vaccine. Keep the music low. They're going to force you to take the vaccine. They're going to force you to make your kids take the vaccine. They're going to have a national vaccine registry, as sure as I'm sitting here. And then once they've got your name, if you don't take the vaccine, they're going to punish you. They're going to try and throw you in jail. They're going to not let your kids attend school. All kinds of disgusting, horrible things are about to happen. But they're also going to use that registry to ban guns, because they're going to say, wait a minute, now we've got the list of every American where they live, who the conservatives are, because they won't be giving out the vaccine. They don't want the vaccine. They're the conservatives. Let's raid their homes and take their guns. And they're going to do it under the auspices of somewhere in America, some conservative is going to use his gun to blow away someone who comes to their door and asks them to take the vaccine. Some idiot is going to overreact and kill somebody. And then they're going to blame us. It'll be a false flag type of event where they'll blame every conservative and take our guns away, just like the Nazis took guns away from all the Jews.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
3.